Hey there, welcome to Just Begin, the podcast where we explore what it's like to navigate life as a 20-something. I'm your host, Melly Diaz. On this podcast, we dive deep into a wide range of topics, from mental health to hustle culture, relationships to wellness. No topic is off limits, and I'm not afraid to get real and vulnerable. Together, we'll explore what it means to just begin to take that first step, even when you don't know where to start. So if you're ready to join me on this journey of self-discovery, then stick around and let's just begin. Hello, welcome or welcome back to the Just Begin podcast. I'm Melly and thank you for tuning into this week's episode. I'm so excited that you decided to tune in to the Just Begin podcast. And if you listened to last week's episode, I actually listened back to it myself. I don't typically ever listen to the episodes I record, but I was like, did I say too much in that episode? Let me listen back to it because I just record it, edit it real quick, and then publish. And then I don't think about it again. And I'm like, okay, it lives. It's out there to the public, whatever. And I was a little vulnerable in that episode. So I was like, wait, let me listen to back to it. And I'm like, okay, it was okay. It's powerful to be vulnerable and all that. And that is why I have this podcast. And like I shared on that episode, I was just, for a few weeks, just not feeling myself and not inspired and just in this weird space mentally. And I'm in a much better place now. I feel very inspired and very excited to be on here and recording today's episode. And as you can see from the title, we are going to be talking about all things procrastination, because your girl here is a huge procrastinator, and it's something that I've been battling, and it sounds so dramatic, battling, that I've been working on. And you know, it has been a big focus for me to be much better, and it's been, you know, multiple years of working on this, and I can definitely say that I am in a much better space when it comes to procrastination. But obviously we're human, it's still, things happen, and getting a habit to out of your system is challenging. So procrastination is definitely that for me. However, before we get into this week's topic and everything, I figure let's have a little life update, what's been going on. And if you follow me on Instagram, you see that I was in Jamaica. So I did have a little mini weekend getaway with my fiance and my family. It was a trip that we all kind of planned last minute. My fiance has a client in Jamaica that he works with, who owns a house out there that does a lot of mission work and helps the people of Jamaica, and they have a home there. And so they let us stay there from time to time if it's available. So this weekend, that weekend that I was there, just happened to be available. So we all just kind of decided, let's just go, let's do it, it's gonna be fun. And I live in Miami, so the trip to Jamaica is so fast. The flight is literally an hour and 15 minutes. And if you've been following me for a while, you know that I visit Jamaica often. And it's just one of my favorite countries to go to. And the people, the food, everything, it's just, the vibes are amazing. And it was actually kind of rainy, so it wasn't at its best, but the last day we did get some sun, which was really nice. But even when it's raining there, it's still so beautiful. And just to be in a different country and experiencing, you know, the culture and everything is always a blessing. It was so much fun. And we just had such a good time, and it was nice to just get away. Even though I laughed listening back to my last episode, because I was like, be a tourist in your own city, do all this stuff. And then I literally leave on vacation out of the country that weekend. So I'm sorry about that. But like I said, it was kind of this last minute thing that we planned. But even with that being said, I am still being a tourist in my own city and exploring Miami and, you know, even Florida, not just Miami, just everything that Florida has to offer here. And my fiance's from Michigan, so we're actually planning a little, it's not a little road trip. We do a road trip once a year or even twice a year to Michigan. And if you've ever done that before, it is so long. It's practically 24 hours. And we've done it before straight through ish, but obviously like a few stops in between and all that stuff. But since the last time, we've been like stopping halfway, like in Chattanooga or something, staying at a hotel and like exploring the city for a bit. Dorian has some friends there, clients there, so we see them and then leave. So we're trying to figure that out, but that's practically the next trip coming up soon. And so yeah, I'm still working on being a tourist in my own city and trying new different things. Tomorrow, well, the day that you're listening to this, the 14th, Wednesday, it's actually my fiance's birthday, so a little shout out to him, my Gemini man. And so I'm not sure what we're gonna do yet. I definitely wanna take him somewhere different, try a new restaurant, go to a different place. So you'll see that all in my story tomorrow, whatever we end up doing. But yeah, that's kind of like my little life update for right now. But I did share like a few episodes back that I wanted to start doing a little segment in my solo episodes, sharing creators and small businesses that I'm loving. So I do want to get into that real quick. So I'm going to start with like the creators that I've been following. And coincidentally, all three of these are TikTok accounts. So starting off at the beginning, it is Styling with Kenzie. So this account, she is like, it just gives you the vibes of like old school TV of like a fashion show or like styling makeover shows. And I used to eat that up when I was younger. I loved those shows. I used to like want to be a stylist when I was younger and thought like that was what I was gonna do. I just love clothes, and you probably wouldn't think that with the way my style has been lately, but I actually have been trying to be better at it and find kind of my new personal style. Like, I feel like all the time all I wear is athleisure and like jeans, nice shirt, whatever, like super boring. And I'm really trying to find my own personal style. So I actually got the rental brand called Newly, where you can get a bunch of different like outfits and rent them for the month. So I have been doing that, and I will report back how I feel. And so I actually got my shipment in before Jamaica, and super cute things. Like, I'm actually obsessed. I got really cute summer dresses, but I'm losing track here in what I was saying. Styling with Kenzie in TikTok account, so good. If you're into like styling, fashion advice, all those things, love it. So the next account on my list is Wishbone Kitchen, and it is about a personal chef who is a personal chef to like in the Hamptons, for like very wealthy people, mansions. It's this like a vibe, and she kind of takes you through her day of being a personal chef, and I find it super interesting. I love like watching different accounts of people who do like very specific jobs that I don't have. And so I'm just seeing how they go about their day and what they do and like how they schedule their day. And so she does a very good job at like documenting that. So one of the accounts that I like absolutely love right now for like content to just enjoy and sit back and see beautiful food, the vibes, Hamptons, all that stuff. And so the next account on my list takes a whole different turn. This is completely different from anything that I've shared here. And so it is called Cancel This Clothing Company, which, weird name because I don't know why that's what he named the account, but that's what it is. And so the account is pretty much this guy, you could even call him almost a journalist almost, or just like a researcher. And he, what caught my eye about him is that he goes into grocery stores like Target or somewhere and takes a photo of the whole aisle. And then he will highlight in a photo like all the brands that are owned by the same company, what are owned by big companies, like big conglomerates, and what are actually small businesses or like family owned. And he'll leave those family owned small businesses unhighlighted, and it's wild to see the whole aisle be filled by literally owned by one company. And so, and even companies that you think are green, that are good for you, they're actually all part of this huge umbrella. So it's, I find it super interesting. And I feel like as consumers, it's important for us to really do the research. And I want to support small businesses. I want to support like women-owned brands, family-owned brands. So it's important for me to look at this account, and I've actually been taking notes on it. And he has a bunch of different videos, like the cereal aisle, shampoo aisle, soap aisle, like literally everything. It's such a good account. And so it's called Cancel This Clothing Company, and it's on TikTok. And so those are the creators that I've been loving at the moment. And then I do want to shout out to like businesses that I'm loving, small businesses, but first one is Olipop, which I feel like now no longer is a small business because it kind of blown up, but I feel like I've never shared it on the podcast and how much I love Olipop. And it's just, if you are a soda drinker, which I kind of, I am and I'm not, growing up, you could say like, yeah, sure, I liked Coke or whatever, but I never was obsessed with like soda. But Olipop has me now obsessed. When I tell you I can't go a day without drinking one, I really can't. And when I don't have one, I will literally get out of my house, do whatever I'm doing to go get more, because I'm just obsessed. It's such a good like midday drink, like especially at noon when I have lunch, I like pop open the little can. It's a vibe. I love Olipop. Specifically, the flavors that I love are vintage cola and the root beer. They're just perfect. And my fiance actually really likes their Dr. Goodwin, which is pretty much like the Dr. Pepper flavor. If you're into that, it's really good from what I hear. And so Olipop, I love. I actually am an affiliate with them. So I do have a link in the show notes if you want to get 15% off. It's there. And so the other brand, small business that I love, is called Nessie Swimwear. So they're also someone that's like, you can consider them small business because it is like all handmade bikinis. The founder, the creator, she designs her designs and everything is made like to order. So when I ordered the bathing suit that I bought, it took like maybe 2 weeks and a half to get here because, like I said, it is made to order, which I love that. So I got a bathing suit from them. And when I tell you, it is so like velvet and smooth and stretchy, I'm obsessed. I think it's such a good brand. And like I said, I really like to support these kinds of brands. So Nessie Swimwear, I love you guys right now. And I definitely want to get more bikinis. I only have one and I literally wear it all the time. It's like the shiny blue colored one. And just obsessed. I should have wrote down which one I have, but if you're curious, just send me a DM and I'll let you know. And yeah, so that is the creators and small businesses that I'm loving. I definitely want to keep this up and share like every 2 weeks what's going on and what are the ones that I'm loving at the moment. And let me know if you like that or if you have any small businesses or creators that you want me to shout out or check out. Please send them my way on Instagram. So without further ado, let's get into this week's topic and procrastination. So like I shared in the beginning of the episode, I am like a huge procrastinator. I've always been called that my whole life. I am a Sagittarius and it's actually a trait of ours. So it's just who I am. It's in my DNA, whatever. And it's not because I don't care about the things that I'm working on. I just find myself to be very passionate about a lot of things. And I'm interested in a lot of different things. And I have a lot of tasks and things on my plate. And so I try to do it all. And then at the end of the day, I've learned when you try to do everything at once, you will just not get anything done. And so I lived my life like that for a long time. And I have been really intentional about being more organized and avoiding procrastination at all costs. So I've listed out 6 different things, like different tips on how to stop procrastination, and just through trial and error, what works for me. Like I said, I am still in the learning process, but I am much better now. So let's get into the first one. So my first tip is set clear and realistic goals. So like I shared earlier, that I am someone that has a lot of different passions, a lot of different things that I'm doing. I work from home, I have my own business, and so there are a lot of things on my plate. And so I would sit down like with a notepad, like my to-do list and everything, and I would always like reach for the stars and say I'm gonna get all this done. And I've learned it's so much more productive to really set clear and these realistic goals and know for yourself, like, okay, I typically will not go through the 100 emails that I have every day because I just don't like doing that. So why don't we just go through 50 today or go through 20, whatever it may be, and really be realistic with yourself, or just set an hour to block off and say, hey, emails are going to be done in this hour. And then after that, you're going to move on to your next task or whatever. And so why I'm saying that you should be realistic with it is because you should learn, if you are a procrastinator, you know kind of where your drop off is or where you get distracted or whatever it may be. So for me, I've learned at a certain time of day, like once it hits noon, that's when I start getting a little like angsty. Like, I don't want to sit down at my desk anymore. I want to move around. I want to do different things. So I like to make sure that my top priority, most important things are done earlier in the day. And it helps me like be realistic with myself of like, I'm not going to get this 30 things done, and just prioritize like my top 10. So I think that's super important, and it's definitely have helped me. And so my second tip is notice your patterns. So break the procrastination cycle. And so I kind of touched on this a little bit in the first one, and I think it's so important to notice, like, think to yourself a day in life of your work life and think, okay, what is it that really gets me bored or triggered or overwhelmed? What is it, and at what times of the day, and when do I feel like I'm not getting things done? And really notice why you are feeling that way. And for me, it has been super beneficial realizing what my patterns are, because I've noticed to myself, like, okay, like I said, at this time of day, I'm not really motivated. I'm kind of tired. I want to get outside. And so I like to make sure that the most pressing things that need to be done get done earlier in the day, so that I'm not flustered or freaking out at like 2 p.m. because I decided to step away from my computer and go for a walk, or, you know, go to the gym, and I still didn't get those like important tasks done. So for me, it's really important to notice and within myself and be real with yourself of just like, you just get bored at a certain time of day, or you're just tired or whatever it may be, and really be realistic with yourself and notice your patterns. And I think that is such a powerful way of breaking the procrastination cycle. And I'm still working on figuring out, you know, what exactly my patterns are, or like maybe your patterns kind of change of how you feel or whatever you're working on, like especially with your career or whatever it may be. You may not, you know, have that flexibility. So it is important, though, to notice, like, what is your, like, highest point of the day or when you're feeling the lowest. And it's really been beneficial for me to get all my very important tasks done that just have to be done that day when I'm feeling, you know, the most productive. So notice your patterns, and that will be such a powerful way of breaking the procrastination cycle, I promise you. And so the third thing on my list is prioritize. So identify what is really important to you and really focus on that, and make sure to know that not everything is a priority. I feel like in the corporate world and like, you know, business world, we're told that like everything is important, or that we're kind of trained to see an email in our inbox and immediately respond to it. And I actually saw this funny TikTok the other day where it was a girl sitting at her desk writing an email or something, and it was like, email should not put you in your fight or flight mode. And I was like, that is so true, because not everything is priority. And I feel like so many people in the work world like need to know this and note that if you write an email, remember that you're talking to a person and they have a lot of things going on. You cannot expect that person to drop everything they're doing to respond to you. You're not that important. And I feel like in the corporate business world, a lot of people think that every email should be responded to right away. And I definitely don't agree with that. And so I find that for me, that it's important to remind myself, what is the priority right now? And it's not emails. Majority of the time, it's not. And it's more like the tasks you need to do for your business, whatever it may be. And so I think prioritizing is so key when it comes to this. And I feel like it's so simple to say, like, prioritize, you know, what's the most important, because sometimes it's kind of hard to identify what is the most important thing you need to do that day. Because certainly, like, I start to feel that way sometimes, when especially when I have multiple projects like happening at once, and I'm like, okay, that's kind of the top priority, but maybe that event's like a little later than this one, but like there's a contract that has to be signed before this one, you know what I mean? So it's kind of hard to identify that sometimes, but really it's a kind of figure it out as you go type of thing. And you don't, it's not like you have to limit specifically what is a prioritize, like what there is to prioritize. I feel like you can, like I shared earlier, when you're setting those goals for yourself and you're writing down what is important, you know, for me, what works is like, I like to list out like the top 10 things of the day. And I like to make sure that those all get crossed out as I'm working, and I'll just start from top and work my way to the bottom. And so the fourth thing on my list is time blocking. And so I have talked about this before on the podcast, and I'm sure you've possibly already heard about time blocking, but I'm going to talk about it again. And so, especially when it comes to procrastination, time blocking has been, for me specifically, the most powerful tool in my toolbox when it comes to this. Because, like I said, I have a lot of different projects going on, different things that I'm working on, and it helps me time blocking to say, okay, for 2 hours I'm gonna work on this, and then the next 2 hours I'll work on that, and like literally have a timer on right there in your face and have it there, and you cannot do anything else within those times. Is it hard to do that? Absolutely, at first, because when you're like in the zone, maybe you get a text from your boss, or you get a text from a coworker and somebody needs something from you. Or, you know, in your personal life, someone's calling you and you're like, shoot, I'm trying to stay in my time blocking phase. And, or you have your phone on, like, whatever it may be, your phone's ringing, and it's like, it's hard to do it sometimes. But I'm telling you, if you are really trying to stop being a procrastinator and really be more productive and get more things done in your week, I really, really recommend time blocking. And there are days where I don't time block, and I truly see the difference in my productivity and everything, where I'm like, I did not get as many things that needed to be done today. I don't feel focused. I feel flustered. And time blocking has just been very powerful for me, and it helps my business, my life, everything. So I can't like speak about it enough. And then you could even take it a step further and get into planning your week with the planets, which I have a whole episode on that, which you can listen to on the podcast. Just scroll down in my podcast episodes and you'll see it. It's Plan Your Week with the Planets. And so you can kind of customize what's important to you going with the planets. And so it's very fascinating, and I have been implementing that in my daily life. And it's just another way to stay more organized when it comes to time blocking or like kind of blocking your schedule. So you can kind of take it at any different approach that you like. And so the fifth tip that I have is just begin, because the hardest part is just getting started sometimes when it comes to a like daunting task, especially if you're working on different projects or different timelines. Truly, I feel like as a procrastinator, like the SpongeBob meme where in the episode where he's like has to write an essay and he keeps writing the over and over and over because he just doesn't know, like he's so nervous that he's not going to finish in time. And I feel like as a procrastinator, that's such a perfect example, because we will like overanalyze, overthink about it and think about the like how big the task is or how big the project is. Like, can we tackle it? Can we do it? Oh my gosh. And I feel like you just have to begin and start. And I know it sounds like overwhelming at times, but sometimes it's just overcoming that initial resistance. And I feel like once you begin, you will likely find that it's much easier than you anticipated it to be. And so I just feel like the best tip is just literally just begin, just do it. And sometimes it's not as difficult as you may think it is or a way you perceive it. And so I think that that's really important when it comes to procrastination, because sometimes you're just like overthinking it more than you need to. And so lastly, the last tip that I have written here is reflect and learn. So I put this last because it makes sense to, at the end of when you're testing out like different strategies and different, you know, ways that you want to, you know, line up your day when it comes to procrastination and how to stop it, I feel like it's very important to reflect on your progress and really keep up with it. And that's something that has been really beneficial for me. Like I shared, when I don't do time blocking and I notice, I will mentally note like, okay, today was not my best because I did not follow this certain plan, or I did not follow my schedule, I got out of line. And so I think it's super important to reflect on it and figure out what strategies and techniques are effective for you, and really find out what is better for you. Maybe time blocking isn't for you. Maybe day blocking is like, this day is this thing, the next day is that, like one day is content, one day is, you know, copy, whatever it may be, like whatever your career is and what you do. Maybe you separate it by the days. And if you are interested in planning your week with the planets, I really recommend listening to my episode of Planning Your Week with the Planets. It's super interesting. And if you're into that, I feel like you can find it very beneficial. And so for me, I've really been reflecting and learning about what works best for me, because I am so tired of being called a procrastinator by my family and people that I know personally. And it's just not it. And I hate that word. And so I'm really trying to give myself grace, which is important, because I'm, like I said in the beginning, I'm not procrastinating on things because I don't care about them. I just find myself trying to do everything at once. So it's very important to set clear and realistic goals. And so I want to just share one more time in order without explaining each thing. And so my first tip, set clear and realistic goals. My second one, notice your patterns, break the procrastination cycle. 3, prioritize. 4, time blocking. 5, just begin. And 6, reflect and learn. And so I hope that you can take away some tools and techniques from today's episode, and that you feel like you've learned something different here. And if you have, please leave a DM on the latest post on the Just Begin podcast account on Instagram, and make sure to follow me at Melly Just Begins. And thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode. And before you go, I would love to ask if you may leave a review on Spotify or Apple or wherever you're listening to today's episode. It would mean so much to me. I'm really trying to get more reviews and it's so hard for everyone to leave one. So I really hope that you take the time to leave me just a little review. It would mean so, so much. It could literally be emojis. I don't care anything. It really helps. So again, thank you for tuning in to the Just Begin podcast. And I hope you have an amazing rest of your week. Bye.